Good morning, Liz Tyson enjoyed a leisurely cup of coffee after breakfast, and for once her husband was able to join her.
There we are. They've gone.
Oh, that's marvellous, Peter.
Took a bit longer this morning than it will usually, I hope. I had to wave the car out of sight.
I can't think why we never thought of it before.
Just needed a little organisation, darling. A rotor system was the obvious answer.
Actually, I don't think the Wilkie children were going to the playgroup last term.
If I can find one more parent, it'll mean me doing only 2 days a week. I shall make quite sure that they're not the days you go in late.
Very clever, darling.
I mean a few more minutes together. Yeah. I don't even get my coffee poured.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, Lynn rang, just as you'd got them outside the door.
No, it's all right, it's all right. I'll do it. Well, this is very nice, isn't it? The most peaceful part of the day, after they've all gone. What did you want?
Oh, to see if Jeremy could go to tea there today, on his way home from school.
Oh.
And she'd heard about him falling into the canal.
Oh, Lord.
Which didn't help. Anyway, I laid it on thick about how marvellous it was that he could swim, and how it was all due to them that he was alive.
Well, it was up to a point.
Exactly. And that it just showed how important it was for children to be able to. And then I said, you didn't like Jeremy to go out during the week because of his homework.
Oh, well done.
So I was afraid he couldn't go there today, and I'd ask you about tomorrow.
And how did Lynn take that?
Like a lamb.
And you handled that well, done.
Yes. And guess who passed on the news to them about Jeremy's dip?
Father?
Got it in one.
Well, I'd have told Lynn anyway, naturally. Lucky he doesn't seem to have suffered any ill effects.
You know, you ought to call in on that man at the boatyard sometime.
Mr. Tully, yes, I thought I would too, with a bottle.
He certainly deserves a thank you.
And so do you, darling. Getting very diplomatic in your old age.
If you'd heard me going on about how grateful we were for those swimming lessons, you'd have been proud of me.
Liz sounded her old self again on the telephone.
Good. And what is her old self?
Well, you know, not nearly as prickly as she's been recently. Have you finished?
Yes. Yes, a very good boiled egg, Mrs. Pryor.
I'll take the tray, then. It was Alexis who cooked the egg.
My compliments to the chef.
Right.
So, Jeremy's coming to tea today, is he?
No, not today.
Oh? I thought you said she was all sweetness and light.
Well, she was. It was just because of his homework that she didn't want him to come over.
Ah.
And we got full marks for teaching him to swim this summer.
I should really well think so.
In fact, I wondered whether now wasn't the moment to ask.
Ask?
While she's in such a good mood.
It depends what you're going to ask, doesn't it? And what sort of a mood Peter's in?
Oh, I think Peter takes his lead from her.
Oh, you do, do you?
Oh, definitely.
And is that how it works in this household, too?
We have a mutual partnership.
Oh, well, you better tell me what it was you were going to ask her then, hadn't you?
You're impossible.
Come on. Put that bloody tray down and sit here. On the bed. Come on, the bay orders, woman.
I was going to discuss it with you anyway.
Yeah, I know. You've been brewing up to something for the last week. Only you've never managed to get round to it.
Well, it's about Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
I wondered how you'd feel if we had Jeremy here with us.
Fine.
I mean, it'd probably mean a very early start to Christmas Day because of his stocking and everything.
Fine.
Really, Matt?
Yes. Yes, it's all lovely as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
As long as you're absolutely sure it's going to be okay with Peter and Liz.
Yes. You must admit, though, darling, there couldn't be a better moment to ask.
Well, they're in a good mood, eh? Okay, you go ahead, then.
Splendid.
Oh, and while you're in a good mood, I've got a little suggestion to make. It concerns one William Ashton, your favourite man.
Whatever you say, Matt.
Oh, God. We are all in a good mood, aren't we? It's happy ever after time.
That ruddy girl, who the hell is she? Debbie!
What is it?
Are you calling me? And since when has your name been Debbie? Well, maybe it would suit you.
Charming.
But what do you want, Maurice?
She's late again.
Well, she's been early recently. And it is a Thursday. I only got in a little while ago myself.
I had noticed.
Mike's left for the printers already, hasn't he?
Is it stop press?
All right, all right. I'm sorry.
So what was it you wanted Debbie to cover?
Look, I happen to be the news editor around here, and I want Debbie.
Debbie?
Wow.
Your eyes.
It's quite a shiner.
Next time, picking someone your own size.
I will.
How did you get it?
Walked into a door.
A door?
Well, doorknob then.
And what was your eye doing down by the knob?
She was looking through the keyhole, like a good reporter.
All right, Dickon, that's enough from you. So, why are you late, Debbie?
I went to the chemist.
Well, it didn't take you an hour to get that eye seen to, did it?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
She was doing some research.
All right. Into what?
Earplugs.
Uh-huh. Earplugs.
That's right. You left them behind last night, Debbie.
Oh, that's where they were. I've been looking for them everywhere.
What the hell are you researching earplugs for?
The woman's page. Public wards can be quite noisy, you know. Lots of people buy earplugs when they go into hospital. You may need them yourself one day.
Sooner than you think, at the present rate.
What was it you wanted before, Morris?
A council committee meeting. If you can tear yourself away from earplugs long enough. It's starting just about now, so you'd better go on your way.
I thought I was supposed to be covering the local Christmas clubs.
Aye. Well, I've switched Maria Burgess onto that.
Why?
Too much walking about. At least at the council meeting, you can just sit on your bottom.
Oh.
So, the sooner you get there, the sooner you can take the weight off your feet.
Funny bloke.
Not our chips. It looks as though it would have to be spaghetti.
Talking to yourself, darling. The first sign of madness, so they say.
What is?
Sitting there muttering away to yourself.
Rubbish. It's a sign of creative genius.
Oh, that's what it is.
Hey, wait. Come back a minute.
I was just going to try a bit of my diplomatic genius as instructed.
Oh, believe me. Yes, well, you can do that after. Just listen to this. Now.
Well?
No, never mind. The costume's all wrong.
What are you talking about, Matt?
Oh, just an idea I had. Kids frozen.
Kids?
Little children.
Well, that sounds lovely, darling. Would you do them in fingers or served with meatballs and gravy?
Children's frozen meals, Birdbrain.
Oh.
All the things kids like in small portions. A boon for the overworked housewife in the holidays.
That's a good idea.
No, it's not. They come out too bloody expensive. The only housewife who could afford them wouldn't be overworked. She'd employ a staff of four plus cook.
Oh. What about marketing them in packs?
Oh, my creative genius isn't where he was. Oh, God, I've got to come up with something.
You're working too hard at it.
Bloody wars, how am I going to get any ideas if I don't work?
Bill? Bill?
Oh, hello there. And about... That's better.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, you're not. I was just packing up for the day anyway.
Oh.
Was there something you wanted?
Well, just to talk to you.
Oh, that'll make a change.
Oh, really?
I thought you were off me.
I am.
Ah, that's more like it. Straight from the shoulder.
I didn't really mean that.
Yes, you did. Come on, let's have it.
I mean, I... didn't come in to say that.
No, but now you've started, let's be having you. I like a bit of straight talking. I like people to come out with it.
All right, then. I think you've treated Sophie very badly.
You're right.
So you admit it?
There's not much else I can do, is there? But if you can tell us any other way I could have finished it, I'll be very grateful.
I don't see why you wanted to finish it.
Because it wasn't going to work. Oh, I like her. She's a nice kid. And she's very attractive. I'd do anything for her. But a permanent relationship. No.
Well, it's a pity you didn't discover that a bit earlier.
Ah, yes, it is. That'd have made the whole thing a lot easier. But when it all started off, you see, there was going to be no strings.
Oh, when did that ever work?
Well, exactly. We were daft. Well, I was. I should have known better. Trouble was, we were just what we each needed at the time.
Sophie still needs you.
Well, she'll have to get by then. Because as far as I'm concerned, it was on the rebound. It's finally dawned on me.
And that's all that matters, is it? How you feel.
Come off it. It's how both people feel, ain't it? I mean, Sophie can do better than being stuck with a fella that thinks she's second best.
Oh. I'm afraid I'd only looked at it from Sophie's point of view.
No, dead right. Now, that's what Sophie does need. People on her side. I don't.
Oh, Bill.
No, that's a right mess up, isn't it?
If only things worked out right.
I know. Still, I must say, it's nice to see a friendly look in your eye again. For the time being.
I didn't come in to have that sort of conversation at all.
What did you come in for?
See if you'd like to use Jeremy's room when he's not here.
And what brought that on?
Well, I know it's a bit difficult for you with Alexis.
He's a great singer, Alexis. He will use that ruddy scented stuff on his hair. Of course, I snore, which is rough on him, and I tend to wake up early.
So it would suit both of you.
You could say that.
Just on the understanding that when Jeremy is here...
Oh, say no more. And, thanks, Lynn.
It was Matt's idea, really.
It would be. He was always the ideas man.
There you are. One gin and peppermint.
Tom.
Cheers, then.
Cheers.
It's not you somehow, Debbie.
I've got heartburn.
You are all right, aren't you?
Of course I'm all right.
What was all that stuff about how you got the black eye?
Oh, went down like a ton of bricks, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, shut Morris Gill up for a bit.
Oh, it was Liz who shut Morris up.
Yeah, yeah. And you. Thanks, Dickon.
How did you get it?
Someone hit me.
Honestly?
Of course. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
All right, calm down, calm down.
Well, go on, what happened?
Well, it's this couple in the room next door, see? Mr. and Mrs. Hoskins.
Yes?
Well, he's on the bottle, dead drunk half the time. So she yells at him, and he yells at her. And last night, he started knocking her about.
Did he?
Of course he did. Can't say I blame him either. She's a right old whining cow. Nag, nag, nag.
Oh, that's no excuse.
No, listen, listen. I couldn't just lie there and let him bash her up. So I went and knocked on their door. And
then you got bashed. You must go to the police, Debbie.
No, I can't do that.
You must. It's assault and battery or GBH or something.
I don't want to get anyone into trouble.
Into trouble? Well, if you won't go to the police, I shall have something to say to Mr. Hoskins.
Now, you keep out of it, Dickon.
I shall call round and hit him the way he hit you.
It wasn't him that hit me. It was her.
What?
Yeah, Mrs. Hoskins. I just started telling him what I thought of him and she clobbered me.
What for?
Talking like that to her husband. Thank you.